Loud Lace, I'm author Rachel Cooper. Thanks for joining me each week on the Hello Loud Lace podcast. Here, we'll go in-depth to learning about writing with actionable steps that will take you from story idea to published book. Write alongside me as we make the journey together. You can get show notes for each episode by heading over to authorrachelcooper.com/blog and searching for the episode's title. If you want to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/authorrachelcooper. As an author, having a website is a crucial aspect of your online presence. One of the most important pages on your website is the contact page, where your readers and potential business partners can get in touch with you. In this episode, we will discuss what a website contact page is, why it's necessary for authors, and how an author can create one for their website. So, what is a website contact page? A website contact page is a page on your website that provides visitors with a way to get in touch with you. The page typically includes a form or an email address where visitors can send you a message. The contact page may also include other important information, such as your business address, phone number, or social media profiles. Why is a website contact page necessary for authors? Well, for several reasons. Number one, easy communication. It provides an easy and convenient way for your readers to contact you. It makes it simple for them to ask questions, share their feedback or opinions, or get in touch with you for business purposes. Number two, professionalism. Having a contact page on your website adds to your professionalism as an author. It shows that you are approachable, responsive, and serious about your work. Number three, business opportunities. Your website contact page can also be a valuable source of business opportunities. It provides a way for publishers, agents, or other industry professionals to get in touch with you about potential projects, collaborations, or book deals. Creating a website contact page is a relatively simple process. Here are the steps you can follow. Number one, choose a contact form. You can either use a contact form plugin or create a custom form using HTML or CSS. Most website builders, such as WordPress or Squarespace, have built-in contact form templates that you can customize to suit your needs. Number two, include relevant information. Make sure to include all the relevant information that your visitors might need, such as your email address, social media profiles, or business address. Number three, keep it simple. A website contact page should be straightforward and easy to use. Avoid cluttering the page with too much information or making it difficult for visitors to find the contact form. Number four, use clear calls to action. Make sure to use clear calls to action that encourage visitors to contact you. Use action-oriented language such as get in touch or contact me to make it clear what you want visitors to do. Number five, test the form. Before publishing your contact page, test the contact form to make sure it's working correctly. Send a test message to yourself and make sure you receive it. In conclusion, a website contact page is an essential tool for authors looking to establish a professional online presence and make it easy for their readers and business partners to get in touch with them. By following the steps outlined above, you can create a simple and effective contact page that helps you connect with your audience and grow your business. Thank thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Hello Lovelies podcast, a writing podcast for authors, hosted by author Rachel Cooper. If you want more information, just search for this episode on authorrachelcooper.com/blog. If you like this podcast, the easiest ways to support it are totally free. Subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, share it on social media, and leave an honest review. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.